Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me, too, because I got Neil Creighton with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Neil is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-founder and chief executive officer of a company called RatePoint, which you're going to find out what they do in just a little bit, because he's going to tell us about that as he reveals some really important information that you and I can benefit from. Neil Creighton, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. I guess I need to start saying happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
I mean, I haven't. This is my first time this year, but I mean, you know, day after tomorrow, I'm going to do my 13th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. So I guess it's time to start saying happy holidays, right?
Time to start thinking about the shopping season too, as well, Jim.
I put it off as long as I can. See, I'm the kind of guy that will do his Christmas shopping on after lunch on Christmas Eve.
I'm with you.
I actually have gone into the mall at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and 5 o'clock I'm done. I'm real romantic about these things. Hey, Neil, you guys, one of the things you guys do is you stay close to customers, don't you? You help companies get close to the customers, stay close to the customers, and help them build relationships. And so you've been doing a lot of polling of what businesses are doing with their customers, haven't you?
Yes, we have, and we've got some really great data on small businesses and how they're competing in a tough market and staying close to their customers.
A tough market, really? Is there something going on I missed? So I like the way you're the champion of understatement there, Neil. What are you finding?
Well, you think it's probably a statement of the obvious, but we've been polling a lot of small businesses, and the primary tool that small businesses are using is basically improving the customer experience, and that is a big umbrella of things, but they're using a lot of different tools on the internet to stay close to their customers and acquire new customers. So some of those are email marketing. I mean, if you've got a customer base, stay in contact with them.
Yep.
Tell them about your specials. It's a no-brainer. A lot of small businesses don't do it. It's such a cost-effective one.
It's like almost nothing.
Almost nothing.
Time. It takes time and energy and inclination and intention. But from a financial standpoint, it is not a budget buster.
It's not, and you can see an immediate return. You send out an email marketing newsletter, people start clicking on the links, you can track, and they start buying your product. It pays for itself during the first campaign. I mean, it's really a no-brainer.
Well,
a lot of people don't do it.
You know, we don't sell anything like a traditional retailer or wholesaler would on our website, although we have banners and things like that. But, you know, we just celebrated the 10th year of our newsletter that we've been, I mean, every week for 10 years we've been sending it out. And I remember when I first started doing that one, I was doing more work in those days than I even do now, because we've been doing it so long. I was sending it out to three people. You know, my first issue went out to about like three or four people. And now we're in the thousands, you know. So it just takes time to build it, doesn't it?
It does, and you probably have those three people still with you today because you were communicating with them.
We actually know where they live, yes.
That's good.
And so, and my mother and my sister and somebody else. So they're reaching out through email, but what are you seeing their experiences are in the marketplace? How are they doing?
Well, you know, our survey says, and it's, everyone knows, as you stated, it was a tough market. I'm understating it, but 50% of or more of small businesses saw a drop in sales over the last year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
But a large percentage of those, what's great about it is, you know, small business in America, people are optimistic, and about 60% or more believe that things are going to turn around in 2010. And I think it's because of their attitude, but also because they've learned a lot how to be more efficient, how to stay close to customers, and how to compete.
Here's what's interesting. There's some very interesting numbers that we now have, Neil. While business is off nationally, obviously, it's not the same for everybody. So I actually know some businesses that are doing okay this year. You probably do too. But while unemployment is up, so is productivity. That's an interesting combination of numbers there, those two side by side, and it comes back to what you just said, which is that people are finding ways to not only get the work done, but to do it more efficiently. The key, though, is how much of that efficiency is on the backs of the employees who are left, and how much of it is technology, how much of it is just learning how to do things better, and figuring all that out so you don't create a casualty list. That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a combination of all those things. That's exactly right. And, there are a lot of opportunities for small businesses. I mentioned email marketing, but another big area we're seeing huge benefit is around reviews and feedback with your customers. A lot of small businesses now are taking reviews on their business and their products. They're publishing them back out on the Internet, and they're using that to acquire more customers. So basically, they're using their customer experience to acquire new customers, which is a really powerful tool on the Internet today.
UGC, right? User-generated content.
That's correct.
And this is a huge thing, what you're talking about. And I want us to talk about it a little bit more, Neil, because one of the things I've been saying to my audience and to the place, wherever I give a speech, I've been talking about what's changed between the relationship between customers and businesses, and the three key elements of a relationship are the buying decision, the information about the product, and what they know about other people's experience with that product. And so historically, Neil, when I was a kid, when I was coming up in the marketplace, the customers always had the control of the decision, but I had the information because I was the salesman. They waited on me to give them the information, and they didn't know anybody, possibly maybe one person out of 1,000 that we did business with. So I had most of the advantage. Today, customers have all that.
Yeah,
they have the buying decision. How many times do you go buy something you know more than the salesperson does, and you can read online about other people's experiences? The customer, Neil, is now 100% in control.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the last few years it's changed dramatically. Like 82% of people that buy something on the Internet are influenced by reviews. They look for reviews. They want to hear what other consumers think about it. And so we've kind of swung the other way from what you described. But I think the one thing that small businesses must understand is it's a participation game. Don't sit back and let it happen. If you participate, experience your customer, get the experience with your customers, understand them, and republish, you can use that change in the whole way people buy to your advantage.
And you can't wait until somebody writes a bad review to become part of the conversation, can you? Because that looks contrived and manipulative, and you can't do it. And we come back. Neil's going to help us with this, folks. He's going to help us develop a strategy for this. Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the most important thing for you to consider as we go forward into this new era. User-generated content, customer reviews, and your responses to those experiences. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Little Chicago, bringing this back 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come and hang out with us and use all of our stuff, which is a lot of stuff from A to Z on any topic under the Small Business Sun. You got 5 seconds to 15 minutes. We got something you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's 10 years old this last week, so check it out. You can also find the past interviews that I've done with our good friend Neil Creighton. They're right there under his name or in the category that we put him in. And so find out what we've done with Neil in the past. Neil is with RatePoint. He's Chief Executive Officer of RatePoint. Neil, tell us what RatePoint does.
Well, RatePoint has two basic components to its service. The first one is a review component. We give you the ability to collect reviews from your customers and publish those out to different platforms.
And this is like, as we say, a white label kind of thing. It's, you guys are, is it say powered by RatePoint, or what does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, RatePoint branding is on. I mean, we kind of look at ourselves as the Better Business Bureau of the future.
Okay, all right, okay, yeah. I like that. So it's kind of, it's like a credibility thing, isn't it? It's a brand that people should be expecting to see.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said in the past, businesses put out information about themselves and consumers how to make a decision. Today, it's about consumers putting out information about a business. So that's really the quality stamp on a business, and people need to understand that. And so we give businesses the ability to use that feedback, publish it back out, show they're a quality business and also solve disputes and issues before they get published all across the internet and then learn about their business, how to improve it from feedback from their customers.
Talk to us about that all across the internet thing.
Well, you know, before, if you had a bad experience with a business, you know, they say one bad experience and a customer tells 10 people. Well, on the internet, you can go post it in a lot of places. You can post it on Yelp, Yahoo Local. You can do a Twitter post. You can post it on Facebook. And thousands of people can read it. And usually the problem is that the customer had a bad experience. Maybe it's not the fault of the business, but it's a communication issue. And if the business talks to the consumer, they can turn them around. We found that 90% of the time, a negative review can be turned around, and that customer will become an advocate of your business. It's very, very powerful if you communicate with them.
Here's the thing, folks. You cannot stick your head in the sand on this. Your conversations are being had about your business, your pizza party, your dry cleaners, your manufacturing company, your retail operation, your consulting company. Conversations are being had about you on the online. You can either join them and be part of the solution, be part of the process, or you cannot join them and wind up out of business. I think it's that dramatic over the next few years. What do you think, Neil?
Yeah, I mean, just the stat about 82% of consumers looking at reviews. I mean, it's the number one acquisition tool a business can use, and it's the number one thing that could destroy your business because consumers are looking at that first before they make a decision.
Who rents a hotel these days without reading a review?
Or a contractor, or you know, a restaurant, even many small businesses of any type, people look for reviews.
Mm-hmm. So when somebody puts a review on the page on their, if they integrate your stuff with them, on their website, is it like one section? Is it distributed across the site? What does it do?
Yes, I mean, a good example would be HardwareStore.com, which is a large hardware chain. I mean, you can go to their site and see our reviews, but we, you know, on it, we give our seal of approval like the Better Business Bureau would. We create a custom testimonial page for them that shows. We have a profile page where reviews can be collected and seen on the site. You just have to click on reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And we optimize it in Google, so when you're looking for a particular item, that company will show up. And a lot of our customers request reviews after a transaction. In the case of HardwareStore.com, on every receipt, when you go into one of their 127 stores, they'll request a review, and they republish these things. And it's just a really powerful tool for them.
When you meet a small business that's you know, not very far along from a technology standpoint, the kind of things that you're talking about and that I'm talking to my audience about, this is almost like surreal to them, isn't it?
Yeah.
This kind of activity, this level of intensity and really not complicated, but very involved. It's kind of surreal, isn't it?
It is. I mean, things have dramatically changed in just the last 24 months, and I think businesses are starting to realize it and see it with a lot of business activity on Twitter and Facebook that we're seeing. People are starting to understand they need to communicate, but this is all new. I mean, the world has dramatically changed.
Yeah. And as we stand here today, Neil, you and I will look back 3 years from now, and this will seem like the first grade.
Yes, I believe that. You know, your customers are going to have a big part of your business going forward. I mean, they're going to help you tremendously, or hurt you if you don't.
But the good news is, Neil, and this is what another reason why I think small businesses this is going to be a great time for small businesses is because we have this kind of leverage. We can make these kind of connections with customers who also do business with, you know, our big competitors. But it costs us virtually very little to do this.
Yes, I mean, our survey data, going back to that, showed that a large percentage of small businesses said the customer experiences are their biggest competitive weapon.
Yeah.
And you can use these low-cost tools to really run circles around your competition.
It's all part of an overall understanding, folks, that you've got to connect with your customers. Marketing and advertising are not going to go away, but if you can't talk about connecting and have the dialogue that you don't get with marketing and advertising, the dialogue, you got to have that too. Neil, we need your website, please.
It's ratepoint.com, RatePoint.
Have you got a trial, a demo section there?
We do, 30-day trial, reviews, email marketing, surveys, all included in the trial, free for 30 days.
Hey, Neil, thanks for being here. Will you come back?
I will, Jim. Glad to come back.
Yeah, we love having you here. Thanks a lot. Neil Creighton, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. A lot more to learn from him. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.